Time now for your letters. We received many about our coverage of the war with Iraq last week. Most of you appreciated our segment with historians Eric Foner and David Kennedy, though one statement rankled a number of you. Asked about the current anti-war demonstrations, Professor Kennedy responded, "When I see these demonstrators in the streets today, I think, where were they in November 2000 when they could have made a difference in the choice of leadership?" In response, Kathy Kyle spoke for many of you when she wrote, "I and many others did vote in 2000 with the slim majority of Americans for Albert Gore Jr. I was in the streets with over 5 million people worldwide on February 15th, with millions on March 15th, and more millions since the bombing began. I will continue to vote and agitate for peaceful solutions because although Saddam is a despicable tyrant, the president has yet to fulfill the second condition of approval for war. First, can we win? Which is, will we be more secure as a nation in the aftermath of war? I believe our preemptive war against Iraq will only serve as a catalyst for a desperate, irrational, religious fundamentalist jihad against the West." Our interview with Richard Brookhiser on the mind of President George W. Bush bothered a number of you. Patricia Vattuoni wrote, "The interview with historian Richard Brookhiser was a subjective and unabashed cheerleading exercise in support of Mr. Bush. Brookhiser characterized President Bush as a man driven by morals, a straight shooter, who differs from other leaders in his refusal to engage in manipulative politicking. NPR should not contribute to Washington propaganda." One segment, however, drew the most mail, the reading of the speech by Lieutenant Colonel Tim Collins to his troops of the Royal Irish Battle Group. Barbara Wynne said the speech provided me with a bit of hope in a very bleak situation. If those in leadership positions in the military can have this perspective, expect of themselves and their troops to live up to these words, then maybe when the military leaves Iraq, it will be a better place. Christopher Kane agreed, "Thank you for airing a bit of sanity during these seeming insane times," he wrote. "It is assuring to know that there are some who not only recognize this particular event and its place in history, but can express in such moving and poetic words their feelings and concerns. The beautiful images, history, and ultimate directions for his men in Lieutenant Colonel Collins' battlefield speech have haunted me no end." As we know, Gettysburg was the inspiration of another famous short speech. This is no less eloquent and meaningful. Thank you for bringing it to us. Please write to us at wesun@npr.org. Our address again is wesun@npr.org.